Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Well, hey, Gene. Actually, Mary is not with us here in studio today. We've got kind of a little different situation than we've had, and looks like kind of what we were going for in the first place. I'm actually in the studio running the show today, and Mary is out and about. Now, as the way our show is taking a break, sometimes we are not able to take a break. That happens in real life, even if it's scheduled. But so Mary may be able to call us, and she may not. Regardless of that consideration, let's go ahead and move forward. Mary does so much, I just realized I forgot to prepare myself for the trivia question for the day. What I'm going to do then is the very best way I can help you with that is let me direct you to beunique.org. That's our website, beunique.org. Beunique.org. Go to the Be Unique Radio link and look for Take a Break with Gene and Mary. And our trivia question is there. There's hints there. Don't want to give anything surprises away about tomorrow's show, but about that regard. So please go ahead and check that out. We are looking to change our format going forward. Likelihood is that we're going to pre-record most of our shows and have our live shows be more of a special, kind of going along with some of the feedback and the interest that we've had. Change things up a little bit in that regard. But today, if you want to call and talk to me about flies, which is what we're going to talk about today, or I am, unless you call, then it's we. The number you can call me at here is 516-418-5651. You can always reach us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com as well. So one of our topics that we have talked about or are going to talk about then is today is about flies. And when I say flies, I immediately think of a little bug. I have a particular story about flies that kind of helped me come to some perspective in my entire life. And I've caught a lot of pop flies. I know that. I've caught and gotten things caught in flies before, pieces of cloth, maybe a shirt tail or who knows what, maybe a finger. I've had rusty flies before. My first wife introduced me to the term of something, if something makes you really mad, that something just flies all over you, you know, and I found it to be a fairly apt description of the feeling of that just kind of flying all over you. And that was something I've enjoyed using since then. But what I did is I used my research skills and I went and took a look at what I could find out, some interesting facts about flies, because the ones I immediately thought of were the ones that fly around. Now, I did have to go look at to find out exactly what is a fly. I always think of a fly, okay, a house fly. Well, then a little fly. Well, so those are different bugs, but they're flying around. But then are they bees? Now, bees have like 200-some different kinds. And I guess they're, you know, I don't know if they're different. I don't believe bees, I think maybe what I found is, let me see here. What I found is that the fly is any of a large number of insects that are characterized by the use of only one pair of wings for flight and the reduction of the second pair to knobs used for balance. Okay, now this is what I thought was interesting. The term fly is commonly used for almost any small flying insect. So sure, I guess anything little and flying around would be a fly. Now the other thing that I found out that was interesting, I did not know, is that because of what a fly is, that a mosquito is a fly. Now, mosquitoes have played a pretty big role in my life. I've always had to deal with them in different settings and different capacities, and different thoughts. But I thought it was interesting that there are over 100,000 species of flies on Earth. And so that's really, it's a nondescript number, I guess. So mosquito, I know there's lots of different kinds of mosquitoes too. Now, as I'm sitting here thinking about it, one of the things that is also about mosquitoes and other flies is I found out that while flies drink blood, not all flies do, just a few kinds, and just the females of that variety, which I knew mosquitoes were like that, but I guess like horse flies and things of that nature as well. You know, I've gotten bit by a fly one time in my life that I knew was like a, you know, not a mosquito, of course, but like a big fly. I grew up around the farm, and it was a dairy farm, and so there was the cows spent a lot of time, you know, in the barn area, the farmyard area, and so that was what they left after they came to the barn and did their business was their business, and it was a lot of it. And so flies were pretty much a daily life around the farm. And they had big machines to move the fly food around all over the place, made big piles of it out away from the house and the barn and that sort of thing. But the flies always were there. They tend to, if they're in the wild, they'll lay their eggs and grow their larvae, which are called maggots. Some, it's kind of a gross term. I know some people that actually don't even like rice because they look like maggots. I'm thinking about on the farm here that these things, sometimes I've seen flies just completely cover like a large 20, 30 foot across area. And you can like walk through, it doesn't bother me in the farm. I've done all kind of stuff, but you walk through it and they swarm just like butterflies or moths in a lawn. Pretty amazing creatures. Now I was saying I did get bit by one once, and it was a great big, like a deer fly, probably about the size of a nickel. And man, that thing, I thought I got, like, I don't know what it was. It was burning and sharp, and it got me good. I think probably the time I stepped on a nail was the only time it hurt that bad, that quick. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about flies, how fast they are. You try to catch one or swat one, you know, of course, it makes it a little bit harder. But in real life, if you look at comparing them to other flies, house flies, that you actually, they're actually kind of slow. Now, what I was looking at some numbers here, that, you know, you hear them flying, the buzzing sound, that's awful rapid movement. And so that's the sound we're hearing of the rapid wing movement. And they're saying 1,000 times per minute is what they're saying. But the interesting thing is when they actually measure in speed and distance, it's only about 4.5 miles an hour. And if you and I just walk down the street, most people walk between, like, as far as I know, about 2 to 3 miles an hour as a general, you know, walking pace. And they don't go too far either. It looks like, 7 miles, they were saying, 7 miles. In their entire life. So I know people who've done that. actually. All right. Well, now, I'll tell you, when I prepare for shows, I usually prepare with Mary doing most of the hard work. And this is actually the most exciting thing about this whole deal, is that we're going to turn this around where I'm going to do a lot more of the hard work, which is, you know, the going and researching and all that. But I'm also going to get to do more of the fun work, which is getting to help run the show from wherever I'm at, which I hope is going to be a lot of different places coming up very soon. Now, what I would like to do is I'd like to have somebody call me and help me come up with something that relates to flies, because my mind keeps wandering away from flies. Because I don't have any flies around me. If I had flies around me right now, it would help. I could probably come up with more fun stuff to talk about flies. I remember one time, though, that there was this, oh man, now I'm going to go outside here and see if I can find the fly. There was this one time that I was walking through the barn, and I know I, there we go. I was walking through the barn, in the dairy barn, and I was walking across this section of manure that was all dried and hard. And as I stepped in it, it was usually you walk right, I fell through. And even it wouldn't have been so bad except for I only got about up to my, usually would have only been about up to my knee. But I actually slipped and went further. And the flies, I told you how they just rose. That was the least of my worries. But there were millions of them. It was like being in a cloud. I've done that with butterflies at the zoo, but. Man. All right, so I've located. What I've come to do is get my recorder. I'm going to play a little song as we exit the show. We try to do that each day. Now, one of the things I'm going to do is try to pre-record some, so that even if I don't have my recorder handy while I'm taking a break, you can still enjoy it. We're also looking at some different instruments and some professional music to join the show. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that tomorrow, Mary and I will both be on the road, and so you won't be able to reach us live. We're going to do a pre-recorded show, and so go ahead and tune in, please, and listen. That's where you'll find some pretty fun, interesting stuff about our trivia hints, one of the best hints you'll have all week. We'll be in tomorrow's show. And so I'm getting the warning that we're about out of time. So I'm going to go ahead and say, please give us an email at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com anytime. I'm just going to play a little bit of music and see you guys tomorrow. Mary, if you're listening, I'll see you then. Bye, all. All right. See y'all. Have fun.